Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. It's time for Grab Bags, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We start with the Boston Celtics, Jones. I don't need to tell you because you were there.
But yeah, got a big win. Did I mention that today? I was in the building last
week. Yeah, you hit the Josh Minot three-pointer?
Yeah, I needed. Well, he was.
Was it an anytime three?
It was 1+3.
Okay.
He hit three of them.
Yeah.
So that was an easy cash. And then we needed six Jordan Walsh rebounds in the parlay.
All right, so you got that.
Yeah, that cashed.
Seas are off tonight. They can rest up. They take on the Washington Wizards on the road tomorrow night. But then they're back home Friday against Austin Reeves and the LA Lakers.
Ooh.
Nice little stretch. They should definitely win tomorrow. Washington's trash.
Yeah, they could.
And then they're going to be in a good stretch.
They could rest guys against Washington and then rest up for the Lakers on Friday.
But then it's going to get, although they're in a tough stretch right now, but it's Lakers, Raptors, Bucks, Pistons, Heat,
Raptors.
Yeah, those are all teams play. Like, you and I don't really believe the Raptors, but they're the second seed right now in the East.
They got an opportunity to change my mind. The Celtics are going to play them twice in a short span, so let's see. Yeah. I mean, let's see how that looks. I don't really believe in them early, but I'm not going to pretend I've watched a lot of Toronto Raptors basketball. I thought you were about to say they were about to get a flood of Western Conference teams. That's just the Lakers.
Just the Lakers.
Okay.
Just the Lake Show.
The home team has first and 10.
Hello?
Hey, who? Sup?
Nothing, Keith. Just grabbing a bag, having a bud. What's up with you? Nothing. Grabbing a bag, having a bud. True. Grab bag. Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. Hello?
Grab bag.
Yo, where's Jonesy?
Yo, Jonesy.
Yo.
Grab bag.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello? So what's up, Keith?
Watching the game, grabbing a bag.
True.
Bruins lost last night 5-4. Swayman got benched in the game. Last seven games for the Bruins, they've just alternated wins and losses. And so they fell to the Red Wings after beating Detroit on Saturday in a shootout.
They're the hockey Carolina Panthers. That's what they are.
They kind of are. Yeah, you don't know which way is up. They're 15-13 on the season. Also are off tonight. They take on the St. Louis Blues on Thursday. Old buddy Jim Montgomery.
Classic Jones take, by the way. I'm like, hey.
What do you got?
What was this? Was this Monday, Tuesday, whatever it was? I go, it's time to have a Jeremy Swayman conversation. Like, it's time to have a conversation.
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
Is he worth the contract?
Yeah,
Five goals benched.
Like, oh.
In a loss to the Red Wings. Classic.
Never mind. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Congratulations to Drake May for being the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Mike Reese did a good job of compiling all the Player of the Week and month honors for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, it's a laundry list.
Antonio Gibson, Special Teams Player, Week 2. Marcus Jones, Special Teamer, in Week 4. Marcus Jones, Defensive Player for October.
Yeah, and then he followed that up by getting mossed by Drake London like three different times the next week.
And Miles Garrett's like, I had like 30 sacks. I don't know why didn't win Defensive Player of the Month.
That was a strange one.
Kalavon Chasen, Defensive Player of the Week in Week 7. Andy Borogalis, special teamer of the week in week 12. And then Drake May joins that group right now.
Drake May, the first Patriots quarterback to earn offensive player of the week since Tom Brady, 2017.
Tom Brady, huh?
Of all the
grab bag
and all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, former NFL wide receiver. He was also a Buckeye player himself. He's been calling plays for the Buckeyes. Has taken the South Florida job. He'll be the new head man at South Florida.
Where?
Think of that.
What conference is South Florida even in anymore?
Oh.
I don't even know.
Good question. Nick, we should know this from playing college football 26.
You guys should know. Oh, I have it for you.
They're not in the American, are they?
They are in the American.
Oh, they are in the American.
Yeah. Do you play them in East Carolina? Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of teams in there.
There are.
My bitter rivals, now that you asked, are like Memphis, Tulane.
Georgia State.
No. Memphis and Tulane.
The Mean
Green? Georgia State. Isn't Georgia State Sun Belt?
I think they are, yeah.
Yeah, no. American's tough. I just beat Memphis in the American championship game last year.
Wow, good for you.
Nice. You know what I also noticed? I was starting to do the offseason recruiting. We're about to go into year three.
Yeah.
A lot of North Carolina guys in the portal. A lot of guys are bailing on Bill.
Oh, man.
Yeah, big time.
He's still there 3 years in?
Well, he was never really in the game. So.
Him and one other coach just aren't in it.
Yeah, who's the other guy? Lane Kiffin's the reason why they're in it. So the first year they put the game out, there were no coaches.
Uh-huh.
And then Lane Kiffin's like, you don't have to pay me. He's like, just put me in the game. He's like, it's good for recruiting. Put me in the game. And then this year they put in, with the exception of like Bill and like another guy, like all the coaches are in it.
It is crazy how Lane Kiffin is so likable.
Oh, it's Dion and Bill.
Oh, there you go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I do like Dion.
I know. Lane Kiffin.
He's so likable. He's so likable, but so hateable all at once. He's a mystery wrapped in a riddle.
But he's a great character for college football.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian Hartline.
Oh, yeah, him.
Burt Breer, obviously he's a big Ohio State guy, but he pointed out these receivers Hartline worked with.
Oh, it's crazy.
Terry McLaurin, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jameson Williams, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Abuka, Carnell Tate, and Jeremiah Smith.
Jameson Williams was at Ohio State.
Yeah, he transferred.
I didn't even know that. Okay, yeah. Wow.
Like, that's ridiculous.
That's a pretty good. Yeah. Now, is that him or is that recruiting?
Well, I mean, getting those guys, I guess, is one thing. But, like, he's helped develop all of those guys, too. So, I mean, they're obviously very talented. I'm sure they would have been good anywhere. Jameson Williams was very good at Alabama. But, like, it's a pretty good track record. Like, if Cliff Kingsbury's going to be like, hey, I worked with Manziel and Kyler and a couple other guys.
That's
Hartline
point.
Could be like, I got these guys.
That's a good point.
So I bet some will follow him to South Florida.
South Florida wide receiver U?
They could develop into that.
Maybe.
This will be interesting to see what happens, too, with Ryan Day and, like, who they get to hire. Because it's funny, when he lost his D coordinator last year, they went and got Patricia. So I wonder if he'll go to, like, another NFL guy for that job.
I would tend to think it probably doesn't matter too, but Ryan Day's got a good thing going at Ohio State. Like it's working pretty
Chip
well.
Kelly
there.
Come back,
Chip.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Maybe Chip.
Chip didn't get that Kentucky job. I guess that was a bad report.
Maybe he could go back to Ohio State because it worked there. As you see, I guess Ben Roethlisberger was either on a podcast or has a podcast, and he and I think James Harrison were saying that Tomlin should be done in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, I saw the story.
But they also said, what he added?
I'm not sure.
He should coach Penn State.
Oh. Twitch chat was saying that earlier. I didn't realize that's where that came from.
Roethlisberger was talking about that because he was like, yeah, it's probably time it's up in Pittsburgh. But that'd be a good get by Penn State, wouldn't it?
Penn State, I'm pretty sure today is National Signing Day, and they don't have a coach, and they are losing people left and right. I don't know if you'd want to go to Penn State.
You're going
to
want somebody there.
Yeah, but Tom, you could sort of bet on yourself and be like, hey, I'll turn this around. That they'll get players. They've had some insane recruiting classes, even with like...
I'm pretty sure you'd be hired after the portal closes, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it might be a rough first year.
Real bad.
Yeah, it could be a Belichick-esque year.
Yeah, all right, you gotta figure it out.
By the way, South Florida has some work to do as wide receiver U. Best receiver, as far as I can tell, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
That went to South Florida?
Yeah. Jimmy Horn, Horn's kid.
Jimmy Horn Jr.?
I'm sorry, Joe Horn.
Jimmy Horn.
Is there...
Oh, he transferred from Dion?
Yeah.
He left there?
He was,
or did he go from
maybe
South
Florida
to
USF
Colorado? Maybe
he was at USF to Colorado.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe that's
what
happened.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
All the grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. All the grab bags. Walk
like this. Jones and Keefe.
The Browns have designated quarterback Deshaun Watson for return to practice. That should help. get Deshaun Watson back in there.
I mean,
they are paying him a lot of money. They might as well get him on the practice
field.
Better
than Shadur? He might not.
I don't know.
He honestly might not be.
Maybe not.
Probably better than Don Gabriel.
He
might not be better than Shadur.
A little bit.
That's not even a pro Shadur take, who I like.
No, it's
not.
That
is just, he might not even be better than
him. Yeah. No, Brandon Marshall was Central or Florida. Somebody's texting in. Brandon Marshall went to Southern Florida.
Central.
I think he was UCF.
UCF.
I believe so.
USF.
Former Bruin Tyler Seguin has a torn ACL, likely done for the season.
Oh, no.
I don't know why they said likely. That's the headline, likely. I'm like, if you're confirming it's a torn ACL.
Yeah, I'd say he's out.
He'd skate around with it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yes,
I would have just sat out and waited until the season was over and then told everybody I tore my ACL.
Yeah, like,
that's what they do at the end of the year. They make all their excuses at the end. This is an early excuse for a hockey player.
Really good player, but never a great player, right?
Never reached his potential.
No, yeah. Probably.
I mean, Bruins still shouldn't have traded him, but he never reached his potential. No. Yeah. Grab bag.
All right, our favorite segment within the segment has Bob Ryan tweeted.
I'm going to guess, yeah.
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
Not much. He did weigh in on the Christian Ellis hit on Jackson Dart.
Oh.
Somebody tweeted, what do you think? Fair hit or dirty? And then put, again, not at Bob Ryan or anything, but just, what do you think? Fair hit or dirty? And then a video of said hit. Bob Ryan responded, 100% legit hit. Okay.
Makes sense.
He didn't really answer fair or dirty. He did say legit. So
I think he corrected from legal.
Oh,
maybe
could be.
I think legit.
I think it is a legit hit. I thought maybe we get like a Nick Buonocatti reference or something in there. He didn't do that.
No, didn't
Jack
go,
Tatum.
Didn't,
no, we didn't get any of that.
Didn't go that route. Right. No.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Mikal Bridges?
Maybe.
You saw him up close, 35.6 boards.
I didn't miss down the stretch, yeah.
Was it Tyrese Maxey, keeping his dream season alive?
Yep.
35 points and 6 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, every night on this list. He had 38 points along with 4 helpers. Was it Jaylen Brown, 42 points? 4 helpers.
Won the Battle of the Jaylens.
Or was it Anthony Edwards, 44 points, 5 boards, and 4 helpers?
Who did they play? They played
who,
New
the
Orleans.
The Timberwolves?
Yeah. They played New Orleans. They needed overtime. Give me Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, good win over
all
the Knicks.
All right, Jaylen.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, I had this recommendation emailed in. So if it's a repeat, you can blame the emailer.
Oh, you're taking submissions.
So Keefe@weei.com is not just a place to send grab bags. It's not just a place to send Kiefer Madness recommendations. It's not just a place to send compliments to me,
like,
specifically.
Like, hey, great show, Keefe.
Awesome show. Crushed it today.
So much better than Jones.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah,
you don't have to put others like down, that. But if you want to, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, put everybody else. I can't believe you're doing so well with what's around you. Right. Whatever. Whatever. It doesn't matter what you say.
Right.
But it's all welcome, including Dano, who emailed this guy, goes,
Paul Dano?
Paul Dano, yeah. Who just is like waking up to some bad news about Quentin Tarantino's thoughts on him. But no, he recommended this player. I do not believe we have used him, but I will tell you this.
That matters.
Second baseman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Second baseman. Obviously a right-handed arm. That'd be crazy if he wasn't. A right-handed stick.
Wild. Okay.
He dug in from the right side. Now, did not have a lengthy major league career.
That's a clue.
Five seasons.
What?
Five seasons. However,
might not be a clue.
I would say he made the most of those five seasons.
Oh, he did.
He was a one-time All-Star. He was a one-time 14th place finisher in the MVP award. He played for the Snakes, the Brewers, and the Nationals.
I feel like he had a lot of...
Snakes?
Yeah.
Or Brewers.
Snakes, or Nationals. Brewers, Nationals.
The big three, they call
Second baseman.
He played the...
One-time All-Star, got some MVP votes. What era are we talking? What are the years?
We're talking
Ricky
about...
Weeks.
No. Good guess.
That is a good guess.
We're talking about early 2000s.
Okay.
01, he broke into the majors, kicked the door down to the majors.
With whom?
Snakes.
Snakes. Broke in with the Snakes on that 01 team.
Broke in with the Snakes. 02.
Yep.
Established himself
okay.
as an All-Star.
All-Star year two.
03.
Tony Womack?
Nope. Good one, Bill. I think he had a long career, but good guess.
I think we had Tony Womack.
In that, well.
Again, that doesn't mean anything,
doesn't
but
mean
I think
anything.
We had him, yeah.
He was able to take home $6.5 US. $6.5 million US.
Over 5 years.
Over five seasons.
Yeah, that's good per year.
He hit .301
nice.
In 2002 with 16 bombs and 11 swipes. He was caught six times.
Okay.
Not a great percentage.
No, they'll catch him.
Not a great. They'll throw him out. Yeah,
he's going to get got.
.270 career hitter, 48 career ding-dongs, 32 career swipes, .790 OPS. Was on the 0-2 playoff roster where he went 2-for-13 at the dish.
The 0-2 playoff roster for the Snakes?
For the Snakes. Yeah, yeah. That was a big year.
I got, where he was an all-star. I got nothing.
So he wasn't on the playoff roster in 0-1?
Guess not.
That was what I was banking on.
Text line or Twitch has it and Tex has it. Tex has the last name.
Okay.
Twitch. Oh, no. Tex has both.
If it's the one I see in Twitch, we've definitely had it before and I still didn't remember him. Junior Spivey?
He got it.
We 100%. We've 100% had you.
No
so
way.
Not only can Keith not keep track of who we have, the listeners who listen can't keep track of what Keith does for random ball player.
It is chaos because there's so many names we throw.
That
out there,
does not excuse
only one
us.
Right answer.
Yeah, look, we've already heard the name Junior Spivey before. I was completely stuck.
There's guesses. There's guys I think that I'm going to use, and I don't use them. Whatever else.
I didn't even have a guess.
We've had Junior Spivey before.
I think so.
Dano emailed that one in.
I think so.
Also, we missed an opportunity yesterday. A buddy texted me after his Aaron harangue, and he goes, oh, the harangutan. I think that's what they called him.
Arcan claims he texted that on time.
What, the harangutan?
Yeah, I did.
He said that?
I
is it on his reference page?
Yeah.
He's Hoss of the Week. No, it's actually not on his reference page. That was an off-the-grid nickname.
I thought Wadlow was Hoss of the Week.
Oh,
we got to narrow that down.
I thought
down.
Christian Ellis was Hoss of the Week.
Well, we're going to have it's a strong field this week.
Wow.
Not every year in the Academy Awards is not as strong every single year.
That's a great point.
Some year you're going to get a stronger field. This is
some
a strong field this week.
1994, and you got Pulp and Shawshank and Forrest Gump.
Sometimes there's 40 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good field this week.
So Wadlow, tallest man ever.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. Christian Ellis, friend of the show.
Yeah.
And Aaron Harang, the harangutan.
The harangutan.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. We're just a little over halfway down the week. We got time to get more.
Yeah, today's only Wednesday?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's a heavy field. Heavy hitters.
How about that?
Where do people send the grab bags again?
Keef@weei.com. Grab bags, randos.
People
whatever.
Love the one you played going to break.
They do. They want that. I don't know if we want to do that every day,
well,
but I should definitely try to play it once a week.
I'm saying that they're
people
not all,
like it.
Well, they're not all universally. That's like universal love for that one.
You think that one's universally loved?
I have not seen anybody talking down about it.
No,
like
that's
usually
true.
They're more polarizing. That's one that is universally accepted and loved.
People do like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a few others though that I feel like people love like unanimously.
Yeah, we get no bad feedback
except
on this.
Carlton.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa Carlton spinning in her grave listening to this. Yeah.
Making my way downtown, walking
that
fast,
so well.
Faces passing, I'm right back.
By the end, it's
it's off, a little bit.
It's offbeat.
A little bit.
I'm staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag.
A heard he was firing. I heard he was firing people in New York today for their
takes. He was getting all hot today, I guess, during the lead. Yeah, you never know. He came out swinging today. But there you go.
Okay.
Another successful grab bag.
Another success. Random ball player. What we got tomorrow? Random football player?
Oh, that's right. If I remember, it'll be random football player.
Still a ball player.
Yep.
Football. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow. In the grab bag. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got 10. They're coming your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.